Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2006. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner located at Pod 532 on the Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
Welcome back to the Java.net Community Corner, folks. It's now 5 o'clock. It's time for the next Java.net Community Corner mini talk. This talk will feature the Greenbox framework in its gory details as presented by Edgar Silva. Edgar, go right ahead.
Go ahead and turn your mic.
Hello, everybody listening? Okay. I'll talk today about Greenbox in details, okay? It's a very simple framework, and I hope you enjoy my presentation. Okay, let's go. I'll do a comparison with a normal industry. Okay, this is a very, very simple question that everybody should do when you begin to develop software. That is, when industry could be expensive, or why some countries make more products faster than others. So we can see, like these images, you can see the human involvement in the product building, and you can see the machines producing everything. So you can do a comparison which is more expensive, have more errors and details and things to check, okay? Okay, when you have a lot of process with humans working there, you can observe rush costs. Quality assurance is rightly required. People replacement requires training, okay? And you have a lot of fails, right? The development industries are reducing human process, okay? And replacing by robots and machines. Just the Matrix movie, you remember? The Matrix movie, yeah? So you must take care because machines take over the world. So, humans should only check and improve a little bit of details, small details about the software. Only that and nothing else. At least is what we expect when we use Greenbox. So, new software industry and traditional. Why not think about agile process, extreme programming, and MDA and DDD, or code generation techniques? Okay, this is very, very old, but almost nobody is paying attention to that very, very simple techniques. Well, the motivation to create Greenbox was very simple. 10 years ago, a company called Poland Corporation launched a very, very simple product called Delphi. And with Delphi, you have a very, very good productivity. But with Java, it's very hard to imagine how you can develop it or as fast you can do, software using only Java, okay? So Greenbox will help you how to do software better and faster. Well, Greenbox basically it's an idea, okay? And you can have a very simple multi-model framework, okay? And this multi-model is composed by very simple classes. And these classes basically represent the oriented programming language. Only that, nothing else. It's composed by the framework, the core framework, and the sub-project that I show you now. A lot of concepts is included in Greenbox right now, such as MTA, transformational programming, generative programming, templating, component frameworks, unified process, and agile process. Okay, Greenbox was created in 2002, okay, and was open source since 2004, and it's available on greenbox.dev.java.net. You can find the website with instructions and manual how to use and all description about the SUBI projects. Basically, this is the Greenbox infrastructure. You have the core framework, you have the base over here. Okay, and you have a communication with a Jakarta Velocity, and you can check the templates. So, with templates, you can think that you can generate software for any language with support OOP, okay, such as Java.NET, PHP, and others. Freedom to choose. Why? Because you are using velocity, and if you are using velocity, you can change templates by you using the what you think it's more appropriate for your company or for your project. The basic framework composed by only five classes: the project, class, field, table, methods, and attributes. Okay, basically it represents very simple classes, attributes. Look, you have a class called class. You can create a class with name class in Java. It's not a good approach. And you have basically a package name, a class name, and you have a collection of attributes and methods. So these represent very simple Java class or C# class or Ruby class and everything else. Greenbox roles. Greenbox is not a case, okay? It can do part of your work, but not complete your work, okay? It made your development easy. Only that. I will show you now a small demo about Greenbox that a customer is using the framework. Let me show you. So this guy right now is creating a table, okay, and using NetBeans and a very simple project using only a simple class, a Java class with a main method, nothing else, to create the tables and to create everything you need to create a Java application, okay? A very interesting thing about Greenbox is that it's not a closed framework such as a lot of other frameworks. I think that you can see a lot of good frameworks such as MiddleGen, Andromeda, but the main difference of Greenbox is very open because you can change everything in templates, right? So basically the demo is finished here. Right now you see the application running. So the application is ready and you didn't see nothing. Nothing about Java. So you can it's very useful if you have a very inexperienced developers. Oh, sorry. What happened? Sorry?
Try mirroring your screen.
Yeah.
That will take off the side.
Thank you for advising me.
I didn't want to interrupt earlier. Seems like the point's already
up there. Let me check that. So I begin the demo again, right? So basically, here you have the main class creating everything you want, okay? And the guy that created this application is using database techniques, okay? He's reading the database table and getting the information from, as such as the fields and the table name and the type of the field, such as a string, the primary key, information like that. So look that it's very easy. The guy that created that just created a very simple main Java class, a main method in the Java class, and created all artifacts you need to run a very, very useful and ready Java application. Look, for example, right now, the JSP for listing the data, right? So we created that application using only Greenbox and a very simple velocity templates. So if you need, for example, okay, this application it was written in Portuguese. If you want to translate to English, for example, you just need to change some things in templates and nothing else. Look, that you have all management of messages of Java server faces here too. So let's continue the presentation. So this is the Greenbox website, okay, where you can find the CVS mailing list release and files and more. Right now, you count with 30 developers inside the project. Actually, you have more or less 10 developers, but Greenbox is hosted by Java Tools community, and you can find a lot of information in its website. Okay, Greenbox have a lot of projects, sub-projects, okay, such as Greenbox Framework, Greenbox Annotations, Greenbox Java Patterns, Greenbox DB NetBeans. This is a plugin built on NetBeans platform, and you can see Greenbox really the database connection that you can create on NetBeans. Greenbox Ant Task is a very simple Ant task that you can use an Ant. Greenbox Finland IDEA and Greenbox Web. The special one here, Gap, is a Greenbox annotation processor. It's a NetBeans plugin that allow you to create the same application but using only annotations in the simple Pojo inside NetBeans platform. So you have a very simple Pojo, and you have only two annotations, and it allows you to create any kind of application, only replace and change something in the velocity files. Okay? Thanks for coming. This is information about Greenbox and the website. This is my email. And tonight at 8:30, you have a presentation that you involve more subjects related with a Greenbox framework. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Edgar. The Greenbox framework, a project at Java.net. Well, folks, the next and the final mini talk that we'll have today will begin at 5:30. It will be Lloyd Extends QuickTime for Java with Chris Adamson, our own Chris Adamson. See you in a few minutes.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Come visit us at Pod 532 on the pavilion floor and check out our website at jnpodcasts.dev.java.net, where you'll find show notes and a feed for all our Java 1 2006 podcasts.